Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, July 16th, 2014. With me today, I have the always exciting Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I am always exciting.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, people have said it. I heard it on a podcast
and
once.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Of course. And also the always beautiful Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I'm always beautiful.
I don't know. He paused a little bit after he said that.
I know,
Brian.
Right? Did you catch that?
I totally caught that, and I wasn't going to let it go. Yep.
I honestly just kind of like, I wasn't sure what to make of that.
Oh, I know what to make of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, fair enough. I guess I do, too.
But I will note, he didn't pause when giving my introduction.
Right?
So just saying. How you doing, Jeff? That's Jeff Gamet over there.
Yeah, I'm so screwed. So screwed.
Two guys who,
this is going to reflect poorly on my next evaluation, isn't it?
Yes.
It's happening now.
Well, for half of your next evaluation is going to be bad.
That's right.
Yeah, the other half's going to be pretty glowing.
Did I tell you how awesome you look today?
You did, and you can do it again. That's right. The interesting thing is, now I'm a little creeped out because you can't, as far as I know, you can't see me.
Oh, I forgot. The two-way glass. The cameras, though. Well, yeah, we should talk about the cameras, huh?
We should talk about some other things.
Yeah, let's talk about our show before we lose those listeners.
Oh, right. We have a show happening. Okay, well, then how about if we talk about this new partnership that Apple and IBM announced yesterday? And for those of you that don't know what this is, Apple and IBM announced a program yesterday called Mobile First for iOS. And the deal is that that IBM is going to be making all of these enterprise-level tools that are designed to work specifically with the iPhone and the iPad, and then the two companies will be working together to get the hardware and the software rolled out into big companies.
Plus, IBM will be directly selling iPods, iPads even, and iPhones to the enterprise.
Yes, and Apple is introducing a new version of AppleCare for big businesses that has features that cater specifically to what you would need as, say, a Fortune 500 company as opposed to an individual consumer.
Yeah, so pretty big deal, really. And, you know, the question is the question is Steve rolling over in his grave?
No, I think this is exactly the type of thing that Steve would do. I mean, he was the classic backtracker, right? Where and usually right about it. Not always, but usually right about it. And this seems like a right move for Apple. It's a good move. It seems like a smart move.
Yeah, really fantastic move. But really, not only is Steve a classic backtracker, he loved to have an enemy. He'd love to have a nemesis, right? And he'd love to paint that nemesis for the troops to, you know, talk.
Totally. It's inspiring, right? I mean, it's a classic motivational tool, right?
For a long time, IBM was the nemesis, but was it really ever? Did he ever really care about IBM?
No. No, well, I mean, you know, Big Blue, right? That was the most famous commercial of all time, right? Was targeted directly at IBM,
right? I know, but how much of that was just cold manipulation on Steve's part, and how much of it was actually a wanting to, you know, strike at the man, as it were? And I don't know if you have an answer to that.
I can only tell you what my perception of that is, with history as a guide. But I think at the time he truly emotionally felt that we needed an answer that wasn't this plain thing that existed for business only, and we needed something that people felt more comfortable using and all of that. And I believe he firmly believed that he had the answer. And in reality, he did, right? But you know, companies are not static things. They don't just do something and continue to do it for 40 years. IBM has changed, and IBM got really good at supporting the enterprise. And I don't think Steve's rolling over in his grave at all about this. I really think it's a fantastic move.
And it isn't the first IBM team up. This isn't the first team up that Apple has had with IBM. Don't forget, that's where the PowerPC processor came from.
It's true.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true.
And, isn't Thunderbolt? No, that's Intel.
That's Intel.
We'll
edit that out there, Dave. No one will know.
Yeah, Jeff will. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, no one
knows. I'll have the interns take care of it.
That's right.
Doesn't bode well. So a fantastic move for Apple in the enterprise, but I noticed this morning that the ever pom-pom waving cheerleader Gene Munster says not so fast.
Yeah, Gene is saying that he doesn't see this as something that's going to have a material impact on Apple's revenue. And his reasoning is because it's like 98% of the Fortune 500 companies are already either implementing iOS devices or are in the process of testing iOS devices. So it's not like Apple's going to be roping in new customers with this. He even went so far as to say if Apple were to sell an additional 2,000 iPhones and 1,000 iPads to each of those companies, it would add 0.5% to their bottom line for calendar 2015.
Fair enough and all. And with all due respect to Gene, there is a world of difference between testing and rolling out and then being backed by IBM. There's just a world of difference there.
Well, he says the big value in this for Apple is the relationship building that they get through IBM, and that this will really help solidify Apple's place in the enterprise market. So it's not like he sees this as a pointless move on Apple's part, just not a move that's going to increase revenues in a substantial way.
Short term. I think in the long term it does, right? Because it's going to help customer retention in the enterprise. And that's huge.
Yeah, yes. this keeps Android completely at bay in the enterprise space.
Yeah,
and it could even have a negative impact on Microsoft's continued efforts to get into the door in enterprise. But I mean, Windows Phone now under Satya Nadella and Apple and IBM's partnership, Android can kiss enterprise goodbye. And that will have a material impact on Apple in the long run.
I agree. I think you're right. So this isn't a short-term cash cow for Apple. This is a long-term investment that will pay off.
And notice too that do you remember Tim Cook saying that nothing will change? When he was put in charge, you know, so many things have changed and almost all of them have been for the better.
Yeah, but he had to say that, right? I mean, listen, he was replacing the CEO that had become the darling of Wall Street. If he said, there will be changes, right? I mean, it would have tanked him. He had to say, oh, nothing will change. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. We'll call you when we've got something new to report, right? You know, otherwise, just keep sending the checks. Keep buying the stock. So.
Mm-hmm. And what a great trick to have learned from Steve Jobs, because Steve was always saying one thing and then later on doing something else. So well done, Tim.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, now, on the whole thing with stock, Citigroup has resumed covering Apple's stock yet again. And this time it is just Jim Suva that is covering Apple. The last time they resumed coverage, they started with like a three-man team that was covering different parts of Apple. And
yeah, they had a chip guy, they had a hardware guy, and then I think they had, I forget what the third guy is.
I can't remember either.
Role was.
So,
but none of them were very positive. Thing. Yes, no, they have. They and they've had this for it seemed like a good couple of years after the company after Citibank initiated coverage with this three-man team, they were constantly issuing probably some of the most negative notes in the industry, and quite frankly, they were often wrong. Like one of my favorite ones, did a little research before we started the show, but one of my favorite ones was Apple was them saying that the iPhone 5S and the iPhone 5C were going to be going to meet lackluster demand.
And we can see how that turned out.
That was in September of 2013. Of course, iPhone 5S has gone on to become the biggest iPhone of all time. And iPhone 5C outsold its predecessors in terms of Apple's positioning.
Right. And Mr. Suva is taking what looks to be a more positive spin on Apple this time around. He started with a $110 target price and a buy rating. And he thinks other analysts are underestimating how well the iPhone 6 will sell.
That's a pretty bold thing to come out with. But, I don't see why he would be wrong.
Yeah, I think he's certainly right. That would equal, by the way, a $770 record price for Apple pre-split. At 110, that would represents what 18% over what Apple is doing right now. And I think Apple's going to do well the last part of this year. Really kind of depends on I think a lot of it's going to depend on the iWatch launch as well as the new iPhones. But it is interesting that we've got this positive look on Apple when Citi was so instrumental in a lot of the negative coverage for the company in the last couple of years.
Yeah, very interesting change to see from them. And I will also be interested to see how long they cover Apple this time.
It's true. Sometimes analysts come and analysts go, and there's always a ramp up period. I mean, we know that Kevin Chang, who was one of the negative guys on Apple, he was let go in September of last year following a no-no with releasing a downgrade actually to only some of his clients the year before.
Yeah. Can't do that.
You can't. Yeah, it's highly, highly regulated. Citibank ended up paying like a $30 million fine from that, and Kevin Chang was let go. And so I would imagine that Mr. Suva has been getting ramped up for the last several months. And here we have his first note. So it's nice to see a positive look coming out of Citi again.
It is. And just a little bit ahead of Apple's quarterly earnings report, which happens on July 22nd.
Right. That's next week.
That is next week.
And, and of course, we'll have our usual coverage of that. So be sure and check in with us for that, too.
Bow show.
And as long – that's right. And as long as you're checking in, don't forget we have a Twitter account that you can follow along and interact with us. That happens to be TMO Daily. So follow us there too.
Excellent.
I will.
We're out of time.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. You guys rock, and we'll have to do this again sometime.